Cool. Nadim, first of all, thank you. I know you're very busy. So first question is, what do we know about civilian casualties right after Russian airstrikes? Do we have any numbers, any rough numbers?
So we, at Human Rights Watch, we don't have any overall numbers yet. One of the challenges is these strikes have been taking place in many different parts of the country, and also they're sometimes taking place around other Syrian strikes, so it's hard to distinguish between one or the other. But we have documented a number of strikes, particularly in on the areas in northern Hamas, that have killed many civilians. On the first day of the strikes, on September 30th, for instance, we documented that at least 17 civilians were killed in what appeared to be Russian airstrikes. We are right now as well investigating two strikes in the same area. One of them killed an extended family of more than 40 individuals, including mostly children and elderly. They were all civilians. They were just related to a local commander, but the local commander was not at home when his home was hit. So grave concern about the fate of civilians, also about some of the new weapons we're using. We saw the entry into use of a new modern Russian-produced type of cluster munition that we had not seen used in Syria before. We don't know if the Russian Air Force is using it itself directly, or is supplying the Syrian army for it to use. But in both cases, it would be a violation of the International Convention Against the Use of Cluster Munitions.
The other question is there any chance for civilians to get out of those areas? Any conversations about the humanitarian corridor, probably, or they're stuck there?
Yeah. So it depends on which areas. We are already seeing around Aleppo, where there have been an intensification of strikes, tens of thousands of civilians are trying to escape. They're trying to make their way north, but right now it's not clear if they would be allowed into Turkey. Right now they're fleeing without any sort of safe corridor, and it's a very dangerous process. In other areas, such as northern Hamas, where we did see a lot of civilian casualties, they are completely surrounded right now. And one of the what we were talking to one of the residents yesterday, and he was saying they didn't even know where to go. There are around four or five towns around each other that are in the hands of armed opposition groups that are opposed to the government. And he was saying they kept escaping from one town to the next, from one town to the next, trying to hide in the countryside and then trying to make it to the village, but they did not know where to go. And I think this is a key priority, to provide them with safe passage.
Fantastic, Nadim. Thank you. Now, how do I
Thank
represent
you.
you? Wait a second. What do I say? You are what?
Deputy, that I'm the Human Rights Watch's Deputy Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa.
Wow. Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank
Okay,
you.
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. А вот записалась.
Ты закончилась. Что ты делаешь? Ну да, не знаю.
Что, может, трубку класть?